On today's show, what if they came out with a Corvette SUV? Uber suspends its autonomous vehicle program after one gets in a crash, and why automakers are so opposed to California's ZEV mandate. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Uber is suspending its pilot program for autonomous cars after one of its autonomous Volvo XC90s was involved in an accident in Arizona over the weekend. Reuters reports that a second vehicle failed to yield to the Uber vehicle while it was making a turn, hitting it and causing it to flip on its side. No one was injured, and even though it doesn't appear Uber is at fault, the company is still suspending its testing pending the outcome of the investigation. Should Corvette make an SUV? There's a fascinating article in today's Detroit News speculating what a Corvette SUV would look like. The speculation includes input from GM's former vice chairman Bob Lutz and the former head of the Corvette program, Tom Wallace. While there's no evidence a sport utility is in the works, everyone said it would be a home run if they keep the Corvette's DNA, meaning a big V8 on a rear-drive chassis with the option for all-wheel drive. The Detroit News had their presentation editor draw up a concept and gave the vehicle a name, XC7. X for crossover, C7 for the sports car's 7th-generation architecture. But what do you think? Would a Corvette SUV be a good idea? Or is it pure blasphemy? Sales are starting to taper off in the U.S. market, but with inventory levels sky high, automakers need to do whatever it takes to get vehicles off dealer lots. So Ward's Auto is forecasting that March sales will hit 1.61 million light vehicles, a 17-year high for the month. A SAR of 17.2 million would put March behind the first 2 months of the year, but well ahead of the same time last year. Ward's expects the high inventory levels to continue through March, but automakers are starting to cut production, so we could see sales come down to their natural level sometime after April. Still to come, automakers believe it will be impossible to meet California's mandate for zero-emission vehicles, but the problem goes way beyond California.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
President Trump has hinted he's going to get rid of California's mandate for zero-emission vehicles, or ZEVs, and automakers say they want one national emission standard, meaning they don't like California's mandate either. But the California Air Resources Board just reaffirmed that it's sticking to its guns and will not back off. California has been allowed to set its own emissions regulations since the 1960s because it started regulating them before the federal government did. And 9 other states, all in the northeastern United States, have decided to adopt California's zero emissions mandate. Last year, there were 73,000 ZEVs sold in California, representing 3.6% of all vehicles sold in the state. The ZEV category includes plug-in hybrids, battery electrics, and fuel cell cars. Next year, automakers have a mandate that 4.6% of the vehicles they sell have to be ZEVs. That equates to more than 94,000 ZEVs. 2 years after that, the mandate rises to 9.5%, or about 200,000 ZEVs. Automakers are deeply worried that they will not be able to sell that many. But they're not so much worried about California as they are the 9 other northeastern states that have adopted the California standard. Last year, ZEVs only accounted for 0.6% of all sales in those states, which is actually below the national average. And nobody sees how automakers can get enough people to buy ZEVs in those states, meaning the OEMs will face big fines. California has had to back off its ZEV mandate in the past because not enough customers showed up. That probably will not happen this time. But it's hard to see how the northeastern states can stick to the zero emission mandate when they have zero chance of meeting it. Coming up next, a look at how Jeep designers create the wild concepts for the annual Easter Jeep Safari.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Starting next weekend, Jeep will hold its annual Easter Jeep Safari in Moab, Utah, an off-road event for enthusiasts of the brand. Every year, Jeep creates some cool and wild concepts for the event. On last week's Autoline After Hours, Mark Allen, the head of design at Jeep, shared how the designers come up with those concepts.
We do them at various locations, the actual build of them, but the design of them, and actually before you even design, the thinking about and coming up with that will happen. For next year, it'll happen while we're at Moab, when we're talking with customers and writing and looking around, getting ideas. And then throughout the summer, we're sketching them and developing these things. And then probably late in the fall, we'll go pitch to the management team. And they're pretty good about just going, saying, whatever you want to build, you build it. So,
well, you guys have come up with some really cool concepts. I don't know how you keep coming up with new ones all
the time. I don't either. Yeah, no. It's fun. We've probably made every different version of Wrangler possible. Made them shorter, longer, taller, wider. You pickup trucks. You name it. It's getting hard to do powertrains. Honestly, it used to be pretty easy to do powertrain swaps. That's getting more and more difficult beyond our capability anyway. But it's a great juice to just have guys think about Jeeps a little bit different every year. It's been terrific for us. And the payoff is we get all kinds of little nuggets that end up in production, whether you know it or not, when you see it out there. So, and don't tell anybody, it's actually quite a bit of fun, too.
For more about Jeep design, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.